Frank Frangie here. Hewn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Hewn. Call 398-8601, hewnflowers.com.
Let's go into the night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, 8 o'clock straight up in Jacksonville, and I have a feeling this is going to be pretty interesting over the next couple of hours. Yours truly, Rick Ballew, till 10, the Sports Den till midnight. Jalen Ramsey traded to Los Angeles on his way to the Rams. A blockbuster trade, tremendous value for the Jaguars, receiving a 2020 first-round pick, a 2021 first-round pick, also a fourth-round pick in 2021. But I'm not going to beat around the bush here at all. I'm surprised. I am really surprised that this has happened. Now, I know I work in a business where no one admits that because everyone is, I told you so, and the always right type of guy. But I did not think that they would move Jalen Ramsey before the trade deadline coming up, a week from Friday, or actually it'll be on the 29th. So a couple of weeks from Friday. I just didn't believe so. I thought it made more sense for the organization to try to repair this damage, and then, if not, move him before the April draft when you could take a look at the draft order, have ample time to talk with general managers from across the league and formulate your plan there. Now, I'm fully aware of what Jalen has done the last couple of days. All right, Jalen came out with the team on Sunday and was there for about the first 6 or 7 minutes, because I saw him. And then he left, and he never returned. Now, I don't know if he went somewhere else in the stadium. I don't know if he was in a luxury box or a suite somewhere. I don't know if he got in his car and drove home. I don't know the answer to that question, but I can tell you, as the Jaguars sideline reporter, he was not there midway through the first quarter for the remainder of the game. I also thought what he did last night to Gardner Minshew and the post on Instagram was absolutely awful. And it was the first thing that I still have down here on my piece of paper that I was going to talk about tonight. That is beyond Bush League. Okay? I mean, for those who aren't aware of what has taken place, there was a photo of Cam Jordan saying that he didn't buy into the Minshew mania or any of that. And, you know, a lot of reaction, as you would expect, on Instagram. But Jalen Ramsey liked that tweet. And I just thought it was so below him. And even though it's a like, it's not a post, it's not him, you know, going overboard and taking to social media and saying something. As a matter of fact, he did have his own post a little bit later on in the evening, and I'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. But it was just an awful sign. And Jalen had done this before. He had, obviously, he did it with Blake Bortles, who he will become his teammate once again in Los Angeles. Bortles, a quarterback right now for the 3-3 Los Angeles Rams. That's a different story. All right, Blake Bortles was a first-round draft pick. Blake Bortles was the starter of this football team for nearly 5 years. Blake Bortles earned a second contract, a very sizable extension, in which this organization is still paying a lot of dead money on. And there were times where you could tell the defense was frustrated and Jalen was frustrated, and he liked some tweets. That's one thing. Gardner Minshew's a sixth-round draft pick who's been thrown into this now. 11 plays in because of the Nick Foles injury. And for your best player to do something like that for everyone else inside that locker room to see is just a terrible thing to do as a teammate. I mean, think about that for a moment. Here's Minshew, and you know, everyone loves Minshew here in town, okay? But he was thrown into it. Kind of reminds me of the Gators a few years ago when Felipe Franks was thrown into it. He was never ready. I never understood why Gator fans hated that man from the moment he got the football. He wasn't ready. Yet he was asked to go out there and try to win games. Gardner Minshew wasn't ready. And he never missed a beat. Last week wasn't a great effort. Not all on his, not all on him, but he showed that he was a rookie. So we're talking about a sixth rounder here. Not a top five pick like Blake Bortles was going back years ago. So I can understand, I guess, to some extent, why Jalen was frustrated. But when you see what he did last night with the like on Instagram, it makes you wonder, is he just a pissed off person? Is he jealous of Gardner Minshew? Or has he really turned into, in the last 3 weeks, gone from the ultimate competitor and the Jaguars' best football player to now literally doing anything that he can to get himself out of Jacksonville? And I think it's just that. I don't think that he was moved solely because of liking something on social media. But I also think you got to look at it this way. Man, it is one thing after another. It's never going to end. I thought it was very circumstantial in that original week. I mean, he had the flu. He had a bad back. His better half had their second child. They just all seemed to come together. The last 3 weeks, though, have been back and forth, depending on who you listen to, depending on who you trust. Jalen Ramsey really is hurt. Jalen Ramsey really can't play. No, others would say. He's a baby. He's a prima donna. He can play. He's always played hurt. He don't want to play. He's pissed off at the organization. He's not going to play. I tell you what will really mean something is if he plays this week for the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, you talk about the blood pressure being raised in this city. That's like the ex-wife divorcing you, but then the ex-wife showing up with a husband who's better looking than you, taller than you, has more hair than you, and makes a lot more money than you. You talk about insult to injury. If he plays this weekend for the Rams, I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm looking ahead here. What's going on? The Rams, where the hell are they this weekend? They're in Atlanta, for crying out loud. The 1-5 Falcons. That's really going to burn. And I know everyone else is going to be in a situation where turn the page. Move on. That's no longer our problem. It's still going to burn just a little bit. I mean, I'm talking to you right now, the Jaguar fans. I'm not talking to the 53 guys on the Jaguars roster. They have to do that. They have to stand up now and move on. And I hope there's a lot of motivation over there. It hasn't worked the last 2 weeks, but I hope so. All right, Leonard Fournette's Instagram post last night about quitting, I thought was very telling. I don't think it should be too difficult for that team to get up and certainly be under the knowledge that Jalen Ramsey left them high and dry. And making the comment that he did, or actually just selecting like, on that Instagram towards your quarterback in Gardner Minshew is so below any professional athlete. This one really hurts. I always liked Jalen Ramsey. I loved Jalen Ramsey. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like I've had the best seat in the house for the last 6 years, or Jalen's been here for 3.5. Watching him line up against the top wide receiver in pro football every single Sunday, and I'm the sideline reporter and I'm 10 yards away, it's been an absolute pleasure. But I'm really pissed. I hate quitters. I hate people who just get up and leave. Okay? That's why I kind of hated Steve Spurrier when he left South Carolina. He's quit. He got up and he left. Although I will make an exception if Willie Taggart just decided to announce that he's quitting from Florida State. I would be able to accept that. So there are adjustments that even the truth teller would make. That's actually a great idea, Willie. Just get up and quit, brother. Just call it a career. Walk away. Jalen Ramsey's gone. Wow. Let that sink in a little bit. Now, I didn't want him to be moved, as I said at the top of the program. I wanted to wait until the NFL draft because I thought all along that you would get much better draft selections. Right now on paper, this looks like the Jaguars put together a real good deal. Okay? They have a 2020 coming in the first round. They have a 2021 pick coming in the first round. And they have a 2021 pick coming in the fourth round. The Rams now are really scuffling. They have lost three straight. They made a trade earlier today, moving Jason Peters to the Ravens. They they placed Aqib Talib on the IR last week. I'm looking at their schedule now. They go on the road at Atlanta, home with Cincy, at Pittsburgh, home with the Bears, home with the Ravens, at Arizona, home with Seattle, at Dallas, at San Francisco, home with Carolina, home with the Cardinals. That's a real difficult schedule. And if I'm looking at easy putts here, Atlanta, I want to say, but all of a sudden that's a desperate team, and it's on the road. Of course, Cincinnati in 2 weeks, the week after Jacksonville gets them. Look at what Pittsburgh did the other night. You got to go there to win a game. Here come the Bears. Yeah, they stink offensively, but that's one of the greatest defenses in pro football. The Ravens are certainly an accomplished team. That's a difficult game for them. Going to Arizona, all of a sudden they're finding ways to win games. Seattle at home is hard. Dallas has a lot of injuries, and they really surprised a lot of people by losing in New Jersey a couple of days ago. But still, the Cowboys could be fighting for a playoff at San Francisco. Right now, at 3-3, I'm looking at it here, they would draft somewhere between 15th and 18th in the NFL draft with a record of 3-3. Obviously, now as Jaguar fans, you've got to become huge fans of any team that faces the Los Angeles Rams. You want the Rams right now to lose as many games as they possibly can. And hopefully you get a draft pick this year somewhere in the 20s. Now, can you get one at 23, 24, 25? Can you get something like that? Will this team free fall? Or will they respond? I mean, for crying out loud, they played in the Super Bowl a year ago. And they feel that it's still a very good organization. I'm sure that's not the way they're thinking right now in L.A. I'm sure their thought is, we're going to turn this thing around, go out in Atlanta, win a ball game, then take on the Cincinnati Bengals at home, win two straight, and go from 3-3 to 5-3. And bam, right back in it. That's the NFL. That's the way it can work. We'll see. So let's grab your reaction on this. Let me hit this break on time. It's going to be a very busy program tonight. Had a couple of things scheduled that obviously were not, I didn't expect Jalen Ramsey to get traded tonight. So I'm going to make some changes here, as we do with live radio, and find a way to get you involved with the program. Best way to do it, 641-1010. That includes the 1010 XL text line. You can also get me on Twitter, Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U, 1010 XL. Jalen Ramsey, no longer a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has been traded to the Los Angeles Rams. In return, the Jaguars get a first-round pick in 2020, a first-round pick in 2021, and a fourth-round pick in 2021. Complete coverage and analysis, plus your opinions as well, coming up with Rick Ballou on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Was any explanation given to you as why? I mean, they don't have the money now that they've had in years past.
The money's always there, my guy. Money's always there. But like I said, that's all I'll say about it. I'm happy to be here. I want to be a part of the team, but it won't happen this year. I'll just say that.
Let's go into the night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
City of Compton. I used to be number one in the CPT, especially at night. Rather be here in Jacksonville any day. Jalen can have L.A. Get ready for those trips to the convenience store. It only takes about 2 hours to get there and back. Commentary from Jalen Ramsey. I asked him about the contract back in training camp. That was his infamous, "They always have the money, my guy."
Was any explanation given to you as why? I mean, they don't have the money now that they've had in years past.
Money's always there, my guy. Money's always there. But like I said, that's all I'll say about it. I'm happy to be here. I want to be a part of the team, but it won't happen this year. I'll just say that.
You would think that, you know, with Ramsey and Ballew, us both being Florida State guys and us both being tremendously successful, that there would have been a little bit of something where he would refer to me as besides my guy. But that's what we got from Jalen Ramsey. Jalen peddled. This is one of those deals where I really got to allow it to make its way through my mind. Obviously, this was more than a possibility. But as I often say, instead of being and taking the obvious route of saying, oh, I knew this was going to, I mean, you'll get all that. Oh, I knew all along this was going to, I'm never going to do that. Because it's not the way that I felt. I thought they would wait until April. I thought there was still a chance to mend the fence, particularly with Shad Khan. Obviously, I was wrong. Traded tonight. Now, they did receive very good value. If LA sputters, you're getting two future first-round draft picks and a future fourth-round draft pick. And I'm looking at this team right now who started off by winning three straight. All of a sudden, they've lost three straight. They have two very winnable games ahead of them, going to Atlanta and going back home to face Cincinnati. And they turn right back around, go to Pittsburgh, host the Bears, host the Ravens. And I'll take worst-case scenario. And what I mean by worst-case scenario, Jacksonville, you want them to lose all these games. So I'll look at this in a best-case scenario, in my opinion, for the Rams. They win in Atlanta, they're 4-3. They win at home with Cincinnati, they're 5-3. Can they really win in Pittsburgh? Man, that team's showing a lot of guts. Let's say they win, 6-3. Home with the Bears. The Bears are going to beat them. I don't care if Mitch Trubisky stinks. I don't care if Mitchell Trubisky stinks. Bears' defense is unstoppable. Bears win there, 6-4. Ravens go and win, 6-5. Go to Arizona, the rookie. All right, I'll give it to him, 7-5. Seattle rolls in, 7-6. How freaking weird is this? I have them, like, winning every road game and losing every home game in L.A. At Dallas, 7-7. At San Francisco, 7-8. Home with Arizona. I have best case scenario, I have them going 8-8. 8-8. That's drafting probably middle of the pack. Somewhere between 15 and 20, I would gather. With 12 playoff teams, yeah. Maybe a little bit lower. Maybe 18, 20, 21, 22. Something like that. You've all of a sudden have got to become a huge fan of anyone who faces the Los Angeles Rams. All right, well, I want to get to you on this tonight. This is the people's show. This is why I'm here at night, to give you an opportunity to voice your opinion when things like this do take place. Ways that you can join me tonight. Phone call, 641-1010. The 1010XL text line, built by Lifetime Enclosure, same number. 641-1010, and you can get me on Twitter. That's Ballew, B-A-L-L-O-U, 1010XL. Simple rules. You know, you have a dump button. If you try to be a smartass and drop something on here that you can't, you're going to be immediately expunged, and we will come find you. Right, RJ?
Oh, we dropping addresses.
Right.
We making house calls.
I'll get Brothers Rolling Deli. You're from L.A. You got some folks you can bring with you.
Oh, I know some people.
You fight fair?
Yes, for the most part, I fight fair.
Okay. Folks on Twitter don't fight fair. I was just wondering if you fought fair.
Don't push me.
All right. Let's grab some calls here. Reaction to Jalen Ramsey moved to Los Angeles for the Rams. Jags receive a first-round pick next year, a first-round pick in 2021, and a fourth-round pick in 2021. Let's kick it off with Ken. How you doing tonight, Ken?
I'm the man on the street, Rick.
Good. What's going on?
Addition by subtraction, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Draft equity, Rick.
Right. Prepare for the future.
I never would have put him back in a game. Yeah. Even if he was able to play, which we all know he more than likely was,
mm-hmm.
I never would have trusted him to play again for this team. Addition by subtraction. Let L.A. deal with it. See ya.
All right. So you're happy with the move.
I said addition by subtraction when the day that he came out and asked to go, see ya.
Right, but
he
is their best player. He was their best player.
While that may be, he brings the rest of the team down. It's all about himself. He's not sure if he's spiritual or what he is. Quote scripture and then do the like on the Minshew. I'm sorry, the man doesn't know what he is or what he's doing or what he's feeling. See ya. Let L.A. take it. I'm out. Thanks, Rick.
You can. I have no defense for his like on Gardner Minshew. That was so below him. It was so petty. You got to wonder now if it was brilliant, if it was all part of the plan. I mean, did it really come to that? And it was called do whatever it takes to get you out of there. I'm the sideline reporter. I saw him leave with 6 or 7 minutes to go, whatever, in the first quarter on Sunday. Obviously, the organization was aware that he got up and left. I don't know if he had permission. I don't know if he asked. I don't know if he went somewhere else in the stadium. I don't know the answers to those questions, but I know that he was no longer there. All of a sudden, I looked and he was gone. All right? And, I mean, Gardner Minshew has brought such a fresh face to this organization and a new feeling to this organization. He's being loved by everyone, and he's a former sixth-round draft pick that's trying to hold this football team together now that Nick Foles is out. He's done more than that. He's won games. And he is your absolute typical blue-collar ultimate teammate, a sixth-rounder out there giving it his all. Guy played last week with a bad groin and a bad knee. And you've got the blessed, the talented, the superstar liking someone, supporting Cam Jordan for sacking him. That's just such an awful act for anyone to commit. Because once you break the code of the locker room, you're never going to get it back. And that's the one move that really surprised me here with him. Even though he did it with Bortles years ago, I think there was a lot of frustration in that locker room with Bortles. There isn't any frustration in the locker room with Gardner Minshew. This guy's giving it his all. He's a rookie. So I think that played into it. I really do. This is my opinion on it. Let's get back to yours. Paul is next up with Rick Ballew on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. How you doing, Paul?
Great, Rick. How are you?
All right.
So I just want to say I like the draft haul. I think the package is a good compensation for him. At this point, it's all about looking looking forward, not looking in the rearview mirror with Ramsey. The money that we would have spent on Ramsey, now we looking forward, we're going to have extra money to spend, extra draft capital to spend. We're going to get some dead money off the books with Bortles and things like that. I think this team has a beat. And it looks like we've got two competent quarterbacks on the roster. So let's let's prepare to, you know, build around what we've got, the guys who want to be here. Let's focus on getting Ngakoue paid, and let's see where this thing can take us. I think that there is a positive to be gained from this, aside from all the drama.
Paul, appreciate it. Thanks for getting in. I love it. I love the positive attitude. Boy, listen, folks, I listen to you. I read what you send me. I pay a lot of attention. I've never seen anything change the way I've seen the Jalen Ramsey story change over the last month. Okay? I mean, I've witnessed it all. It's my job. From the moment he challenged Marrone against Houston, there was an immediate division because the team lost. And it seemed like it was old school America, the curmudgeons against the millennials and Generation Z. And it felt like the old men who were part of old school were get Jalen Ramsey and get his ass out of here. He's a bad teammate. The new school, Generation Z, the millennials were all, you go away, old man. Jalen is what this thing is all about. Make changes elsewhere. Jalen's right. Well, those people, the younger people, I have watched change in the last 3 weeks. I mean, there's been almost zero Jalen Ramsey support this past week. I watched it totally. If you were to poll it, survey it, do it by percentages, I think it was 50-50 after Houston. Before this trade, an hour ago, I felt like it was 85-90% in favor of the organization and basically screw you, Jalen. I've never seen anything like this before. Never. It's not even close. You know, all this talk about what if Minshew plays well and Foles comes back, who do you go with? You know, I hate hypotheticals. I've always said I think that's a best-case scenario. Maybe that would divide the fan base a little bit. I don't know. But nothing compared to this. And anything else we've ever seen. MJD, Yannick Ngakoue, Chris Clemens. I'm trying to think of any type of story, any type of distraction. Nothing has been the way it's been here this month. Or, you know, late September through October here now with Jalen Ramsey. Just incredible. I'm going to stay with your phone calls all night long. I'm going to do it with you till 10. I'm going to give you ample opportunity. If you're on the line, you remain patient. I will get to you. If you hang up, trust me, someone else is going to fill your spot. 641-1010, that is the number. I'll also be reading your text tonight. 641-1010. You can get me on Twitter at any time. That's Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U, 1010XL. Ballou till 10, Sports Den till midnight. Jalen Ramsey is a Los Angeles Ram. The Jaguars get a first-round pick in 2020. The Jaguars get a first-round pick in 2021 and a fourth-round pick in 2021. Those three picks all coming from the Los Angeles Rams in this deal for Jalen Ramsey. Much more from you. Again, we roll all night long on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Into the Night with Rick Ballou on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, Jalen Ramsey moved tonight, traded to the Los Angeles Rams. The Jaguars receive a first-round draft pick in 2020, a first-round draft pick in 2021, and a fourth-round draft pick in 2021. Currently, the Rams are 3-3. I just added it up. They would select somewhere between 15th and 18th if the NFL draft was, let's say, this Thursday night. It's not. A lot of football left, 10 games. I've been corrected here. Someone said that the Bengals-Rams game is being played in London. That is from the 99-50. Thank you. So good. I mean, Jalen's got a bad back. I mean, I'm not one of those who wishes evil on people, but I kind of hope it stiffens up on you on that flight to London. Man, if he plays this weekend, again, that's just going to hurt a little bit. I think alcohol sales will be up a tad bit in Jacksonville. That's just going to be a tough one to take. Divorces happen. All right? 50% of marriages don't work. The other 50% of you are unhappy. The Jalen Ramsey divorce just took place. But damn it, if he plays as early as this weekend in Atlanta, that is a tough pill to swallow. Wow. The 7341 says, Baloo, you are wrong. Rob Johnson versus Mark Brunell was the biggest fan divide of all time, bigger than this. You couldn't be more wrong. All right? I was in the old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore in, what was it, circa 1997 or 98, when Rob Johnson got his only start and was nearly flawless in that game. His trade to Buffalo produced a first-round pick by the name of Fred Taylor. And Mark Brunell led the Jaguars to the 1999 AFC Championship game. So don't try to slide that between my pads, because I was around then, just like I'm around now. And you could not be more wrong. More wrong at all. That's not even close. Rob Johnson, Mark Brunell. Good try, but let me be first to tell you, you're wrong. Let's grab some calls. 641-1010 is the number. Jerry, you are next up with Rick Baloo. How you doing?
Rick, the man of the people. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, your caller couldn't be more wrong as far as Rob Johnson over Mark Brunell, because that situation, I was there, and Mark Brunell was I was ecstatic when we got Fred Taylor, and he was producing for Rob Johnson pick for the Buffalo. But that being said, let's get to Jalen. Both the front office and Jalen both were, you know, the front office overspent for Blake Bortles, now that we know that.
Right.
Blake is making more money sitting the bench for the Rams than Unique Ngakoue is making or Jalen Ramsey is making this year. So that being said.
Yeah, he's going to L.A. where Blake's still making
more money than he was.
Five times the amount of money that he's making, right?
Exactly. But the thing is, I felt like it was that wife that you knew that you married up and you couldn't keep her because you knew one day she was going to leave you. But the overwhelming relief I feel that he's gone, even though he was a fantastic player, it's a team sport, Rick. And the thing about it is the Jaguars are going to be a better football team. They're going to rally around whoever's at quarterback and watch. They'll win this weekend. I think they'll win this weekend. I think it's a win-win situation. We got two good first-round draft picks and a fourth rounder, and we got rid of a problem and a cancer on the team, in my opinion. So
appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I hope you're right. I really do, and I hope it starts this weekend with a win in Cincinnati. Are they going to be better for it? That's going to take a while for me to accept, because he was their best football player. Unfortunately, we're in an era now where we're going to get more and more of this. I know it was during the dog days of the summer for some of you. I happen to enjoy the summer. But, or whenever the Antonio Brown trade was consummated. But I remember being very disturbed that night and really being long-winded about that situation, about how Pittsburgh just traded away this guy, ate like $20 million and got a third and fifth round pick in return, because he had asked himself out. And I remember throwing that out to you people. What if Yannick Ngakoue? What if Jalen Ramsey? What if someone on this team did something like that? And, of course, a lot of people then were saying that I was on drugs and that these things would never happen. Again, I don't enjoy being "I told you so." As a matter of fact, I can't stand those type of people. But it's true. It was a long conversation. You could see the writing on the wall. It's happening now. This is today's pro football. You think Jalen's the last one? Heck, we saw it with Antonio Brown. We saw it with Jadeveon Clowney. We're seeing it tonight with Jalen Ramsey. Who's next? Trent Williams? We just saw it in Miami with Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, this stuff is happening all over the place. I'm just having a difficult time accepting it, because I thought he was a special football player. But I said it to people today. His liking of that Instagram last night was arguably the worst thing that I've seen him do, because that's the code of the locker room. That's the code of your brothers. It's one thing to block us out in the media. It's one thing to have a hatred type of relationship with the front office. But when you call out your teammates or like something, especially with a sixth round draft pick as a rookie, like he did here against Gardner Minshew, I've almost come full circle to the point now where I almost admire the organization for making the move when they did. And getting two, you know, they got great value here. They got two future first round draft picks and a fourth. That's real good value. Now you just got to hope that the Rams lose games. Let's go to Gary, who's next up with Rick Ballew. How you doing tonight, Gary?
Rick, always a pleasure, sir.
Yep.
You know, the despite what Shotgun said, they're not trading him. It becomes to a point with certain players, the situation becomes so toxic and so untenable that you just cut your losses. You get what you can. You get the best deal you can, and you move on, because the player's never going to be happy. He's just going to end up being a cancer in the locker room, divide the locker room, and just get what you can and move on. And think about this, Rick. Between Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa Bay, they're going to have six first-round draft picks.
Wow.
Between those three teams.
Wow. I didn't. And the difference between this organization and those two organizations, they need to find their franchise quarterback.
Right.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You know, that's well said by our last caller involved there with Jalen Ramsey. It is. You know, I guess the way that I'll continue to look at this thing is that it's just disappointing that he became so selfish the way that he did. You know, where did this come from? You know, I remember meeting with him on draft day. I remember they had the press conference in the locker room that day. I thought it was a little bit different than what they normally do. And I met him, and I met his dad. And I always thought I had a decent relationship with Jalen off the football field. It was typically conversations about Florida State or things like that. And when Jalen was in a good mood, he was a decent guy. He could also be at the worst. I mean, Jalen upset was just atrocious. I don't even know who I can compare him to. And, yeah, I'm trying to think of some guys. You know, Dion Figures was difficult. Chris Clemens was difficult. Who else was I can't even think of anyone else who I would even put, you know, on that front page of being very difficult to get a hold of. You know, Jeremy Parnell was extremely difficult. But Jalen just, he took everything personally. He thought everyone was always out to get him. You know, instead of people just being allowed to do their job, it's like he created this on his own. Go back and listen to the Deion Sanders meeting with the Jaguars. You can find it on YouTube. It's very good as to what Deion said, because Deion made a point, and I really think he didn't intend to do it, but he put Jalen right in his place. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and I didn't even think about it this way until Deion Sanders said it when he met with the entire Jaguars defensive backfield. This was in the month of August. And he came out and he said, everyone always perceived me as being the worst or best, depending on how you look at it, the best trash talker in the game. And he goes, I was not a trash talker. All I ever did was promote myself. I told everyone out there who would listen that I was the very best at what I did. Jalen Ramsey did the exact opposite. He started taking shots at everyone else, almost like a wrestler. He started picking on opposing quarterbacks and, you know, being in Buffalo last year after that debacle, after the Leonard Fournette situation and not being able to score on the goal line and going backwards because of a couple of penalties and seeing late in that game with that Buffalo that Buffalo Mafia was doing or the Bills Mafia was doing the Jalen Ramsey. I mean, it was kind of a crazy scene. But Jalen created a situation, became one of the most disliked players in the National Football League. But that's the difference between Jalen and Deion. And I never looked at it that way until Deion Sanders said it to Jalen Ramsey. You're criticizing others. You're criticizing the opponent's quarterbacks. I never criticized anyone else. I just promoted myself. So Jalen has made a lot of mistakes. He's got a tremendous amount of growing up to do. And if I'm saying this with all due respect, because a lot of these guys and gals are my friends. And if they're not my friends, I certainly still have a tremendous amount of respect for them in the job that they do, or at least most of them. But if Jalen thought the media was tough here, what the hell do you think he's getting himself into in Los Angeles? And L.A. isn't Chicago or East Coast. But they're going to be on him a lot deeper than here. And I thought the media here did a good job. They asked the tough questions. They didn't back away. There's just not as many people. There's not as many of us here in Jacksonville as there are in Los Angeles. And I don't think there are people in this market who are there specifically to be a contrarian, okay, to piss off people. That happens in these major markets, man. They could care less. They like it better when your team loses. I know that's East Coast. You're from L.A. Are they that way in L.A.? I was on out there for 7 years in radio. I don't remember them being as spiteful as the East Coast.
No, we're more or less spiteful to teams within the state. Like if I'm a Laker fan, like, you know, I love when the Clippers lose or something like that. But we were never like that to East Coast teams, except the Celtics maybe.
Well, yeah, well, that's a visiting team. I'm talking about home team. I'm thinking of all the stars that Los Angeles has ever had. Okay? Even during, let's say, the Kobe and the Kobe Shaq feud, or when Magic Johnson had Paul Westhead fired, or, you know, the Mike Piazza thing before they ended up trading him, or just anything that, you know, when they got Wayne Gretzky, for crying out loud. I mean, that a lot of people think that saved hockey, and particularly out west with that did for the National Hockey League. Did the local media ever really pile on local superstars?
Not really. I mean, even with kind of like the Kobe Shaq thing.
What about the year they added Karl Malone and Gary Payton?
We were more happy that they came. We thought we were going to win that fourth title within, what, 5 years? We thought we were going to do that. Once we lost against Detroit, you could kind of hear the rumblings that, okay, either Kobe's going to get moved or Shaq's going to get moved. But still, both of them are beloved. We've never really trashed either one of them.
See, the years that I was on in Los Angeles, 2000 to 2006, we were the home of the USC Trojans. So most of what I did was college football related. There wasn't an NFL team in the market when I was doing nights there. And they were very, very kind, very accessible. I mean, Pete Carroll, Reggie Bush, Matt Lanier, you name them. I had them on all the time. They loved it, getting the national attention. But, you know, they'll love Jalen the moment he arrives for his press conference tomorrow. They're going to love him. Change of scenery. But I wonder if that will be a fan base that will get on him a little bit. And how is he going to protect it? Because he's so easily annoyed. That's the point I'm trying to make. Is that the media around here didn't like, hey guys, come here, huddle up. Let's pick on Jalen. It was never that. I mean, he was a superstar. He was different from about anything that's ever rolled through here. This guy had swagger. He had it all. He was a bona fide superstar. And the media didn't have some axe to grind with this guy. He was just incredibly immature. I mean, he blocked all the local media. Can you imagine being in this town and blocking the local media? That's what Jalen did. And that's being a baby, folks. It really is. I'm going to stop there because I don't want this to turn into a, oh, now you're taking shots at Jalen now that he's no longer here, because that's kind of unfair. I have been a big fan of Jalen Ramsey. I have been a huge supporter of Jalen Ramsey. Even going back to that first week when he had the flu, the bad back, and his better half had their daughter. I supported him all through that. So I'm not going to turn on this now 100%, but I'm just simply letting you know that this media did not attack Jalen Ramsey. The media here was fair with Jalen Ramsey. And that's not always going to be the case. It's not. And they're going to get on him if he doesn't play well. I'm going to stay with your calls in our second hour. My name's Rick Ballew. We'll go till 10 o'clock tonight, the Sports Den from 10 till midnight. I'm also going to stay with your phone calls my entire second hour at 641-1010. If you're joining us for the first time, Jalen Ramsey traded to the Los Angeles Rams for a first-round draft pick in 2020, a first-round draft pick in 2021, and a fourth-round draft pick in 2021.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, Ballew with you till 10, Sports Den, 10 to midnight. A lot of calls tonight, a lot of reaction from you. We do that nights here. We are your home of the Jaguars. Next stop for them in Cincinnati. Their secondary all of a sudden down a couple of starters. Dre Kirkpatrick missed last week. Now add to that on the other side, William Jackson is out. So the Bengals will be without their starting corners this weekend as the Jaguars try to get off the schneid, get back on the winning ways. Cincinnati on the road, toe meets leather at 1, pregame at 8, postgame thereafter, right here on 1010XL 92.5 FM. We are the home of the Jaguars. The 7169 says, Rick, yes, you did defend him, Rick. And that is admirable. But he clowned you to your face, my guy.
Was any explanation given to you as why? I mean, they don't have the money now that they've had in years past.
The money's always there, my guy. Money's always there. But like I said, that's all I'll say about it. I'm happy to be here. I want to be a part of the team, but it won't happen this year. I'll just say that.
You are way off in how we feel about this. This is from the 7169 as well. You see, from the moment he requested a trade, he was gone. End of story. We've been over it for a while now, and I actually hope he plays. It'll just prove the point that much more. It's only you and the other Jalen apologists who are suddenly surprised. I'm totally surprised. Not afraid to admit it. That would be a little bit of a validation to those who have been a believer of this. It's alarming to me. I mean, if Jalen plays this weekend, that tells us everything. He really was a fraud. If a guy tells me that he's got a bad back, I'm going to believe him. If an athlete tells you that he can't go, I'm going to believe him, especially a guy of his makeup. I watched him play every game in his career. He's played hurt. He's a tremendous competitor, both in college and in pro. And I got to take that at face value. But brother, if he plays this weekend in Atlanta for the Rams, then those who believe that he took his ball and went home and he was sticking it to everyone who loves the Jaguars, you are correct. You are correct. And I don't know about going back 3 weeks, but certainly this past week. Then, yeah, got to call it for what it is. We'll see. It's only Tuesday night. It'll be very interesting. See if he does go against Atlanta. Scott, you are next up. You're with Rick Ballew. Thanks for the call.
Rick, hey, my guy.
Yep. I love it. My guy.
What an idiot. I mean, look, Jalen is traded, and Whitney Houston is nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame within a one-hour span on the same day. Things feel a little apocalyptic today. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But listen, I'm glad you're on the air to break the news about Jalen. The Cam Jordan thing was the final straw for me, and I hope the locker room gave him hell for it today.
Well, they had an off day today, so yeah, I guess he came in for treatment, but they had an off day today. But I get your point. True. Yep.
Question, though. The Rams have a ton of money tied up in their current roster, from what I understand. So do you have any kind of sense about that? Are they going to be able to keep this team together even to the 2021 season? And what's the impact of Jalen's contract going to be for that team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great – you know, I'll be honest with you. I'll have to look it up. I do not know, financially speaking, what the Los Angeles Rams salary cap looks like. I do not. Several people have pointed out to me and reminded me of the enormous taxes that are in the state of California. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Obviously, you're aware of, you know, the difference tax related here in the great state of Florida compared to California. That's night and day. You're going to lose a lot of money. The more money you make, the more taxes they take out. That's just the way it is. But no, as far as the future there, I don't know. I mean, no CBA until 2021. Fifth-year option has been picked up. I mean, he's part of the Los Angeles Rams we know for 2020 and for 2021. That's all I know at this particular time. Saqib, you are next up with Rick Ballew on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, how are you?
Listen, you said this before, I believe, and I'm saying I've been in Jacksonville since 96, and you've been here for a long time. If you don't want to be in Duval County, if you don't want to be a part of your teammates, if you don't care about us, the fans, like you said there a couple of weeks ago and said, it's not about that, it's not about this, you don't want to be here. He didn't want to be here. Let's get rid of the people who don't want to be here. I know it's hard for us. I'm a Florida State fan. I followed this guy like you did for a long time. I love this kid. Yeah. But if he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. Have a nice day. We're going to be just fine. And for him to do what he did to our quarterback, that's kind of messed up, man. That's kind of foul. Yeah. And I'm glad he's gone. I hope they lose every single game because that will give us more better draft pick next year. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Saqib. Yeah. Listen, the fans are always going to be those who are hurt the most. Whether you're talking about Florida State and the college or you're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're going to have to always remember that for most of these players, it is a business. And the greatest example of that, and I know you can try to talk me into good sportsmanship and things along those lines, but just look what happens at midfield after a game. The team who loses is in a full embrace with the team who wins. I mean, it's almost soft porn. I see tongues and ears. It's unbelievable. Signing jerseys, trading them. The fans are stunned. They're devastated. You got to wake up on a Monday and go to a job that you despise and come home to a woman that you no longer enjoy being around. And your diversion is that football game on Sunday. And when your team loses, it's so hard to accept. And you look out on the field and they're getting paid. And it's their business. It's their livelihood. And there's a short period of time to make that money. And they're over that loss immediately. And they're on to the next game. You carry it around with you. There are people right now listening who will never get over this with Jalen Ramsey. You can't admit it right now because you're hurt. What does Generation Z say over there, RJ? Is it butt hurt?
I don't know. I really don't keep up. I say shook.
You shook.
You shook or you're pressed, like they say here in Jacksonville.
All right. I thought it was butthurt. I'm trying to be cooler. I'm trying to be lit with a younger audience.
Rick, we already have the most lit show. What more do you need to do?
You people don't want to admit it right now. You love this guy. He burnt you. He burnt me. He absolutely burnt me. I love Jalen Ramsey. I'm not going to hide it. I love this guy. I feel like I had the best job in the world to be the sideline reporter, to watch him line up against these wide receivers every week. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't give this up for anything. And he left you. He said, screw you, Jacksonville. I don't want to play here. I don't want to play here because of the front office. Well, he acted like he didn't want to play here a year ago because of the quarterback. He always had a problem. Now he moves on. But that's what you have to deal with. That's what you have to now learn to separate. I don't like to use the word hate. But he all of a sudden becomes the most disliked man to you. And I can't even think of anyone remotely close in the 25 years of this organization who has left who you have felt that way about. I mean, I saw, you know, every once in a while I see someone take a shot at like a Jonathan Cyprian, or you guys hated James Stewart years ago because he fumbled all the time early in his career. But it's never been something like this. I mean, you didn't feel that way about Maurice Jones-Drew when he, after the holdout, and he finally went to Oak. I mean, Maurice Jones-Drew comes back to town. Now, you love Maurice Jones-Drew. I mean, this is new for this franchise. It's a young franchise, 25 years old. You talk about love to hate. Wow. I mean, Blake Bortles. If you see Blake Bortles in 5 years in a bar and he's out of the league, you're not going to hate Blake Bortles. You're going to look at Blake Bortles and you're going to say, he just wasn't that good. He gave it his all. He tried. He just wasn't that good. This is totally different. This is an absolute superstar. And he could care less. That last email I read, totally, I mean, said he clowned me. Absolutely he clowned me. He clowned anyone who ever supported him. Whether it was local media, whether it was you, the fans. Think about the people in that building. The equipment guys, the staff, the coaches, the people who do the little things that you never hear about, the PR staff, security, just you name it. Hundreds and hundreds, thousands of employees that the Jaguars have, the little things, and how they love this guy, adored this guy. He screwed him. He screwed them all. He didn't care. He doesn't care. He cares about getting paid. And now he's no longer your problem. More of your calls coming up. 641-1010. Rick Ballew and you till 10 o'clock. The Sports Den, 10 to midnight.
Let's go into the night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, we go to 10 o'clock tonight. Jalen Ramsey moved. Where were you when you heard the news? A 2020 first-round pick from the Rams, a 2021 first-round pick, as well as a fourth-round pick coming from Los Angeles, who sits in now at a record of 3-3. The 7601 says, 25 years and we haven't won S-bomb. That's going to change. I can feel it. Can't read that one. I can't read them. Jalen versus Julio Jones this Sunday in Atlanta. Must see TV. Or maybe these fans rather see Trey Herndon against Tyler Boyd. These fans would much rather see Trey Herndon against Tyler Boyd. I think Jaguars get back on the win train this weekend. Very true statement that you just said about pro sports. That is from the 81-62. The 82-91 says, go Nationals. Up 3-0. Can you say Hugh Douglas still a distant second from the 55-70? Okay, yeah. Hugh just never loved it. I was in Chicago during that brief time, but, I mean, his better days were behind him. But I'll give you that. Not going to read that one either. All right, before we get back to these calls, you got something in your mind, Mr. R.J. Saunders. What do you have?
Yes, hi. My name is R.J. Saunders, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
I was wondering that with this now trade of Jalen Ramsey, in the next couple of years, is this even going to matter? I mean, because when you look at Josh Norman wanted his money, went to the Redskins, and now it really doesn't even matter. Nobody really talks about Josh Norman anymore. And at the time, he was probably one of the best DBs in the league at the time. And now I look at it, could Jalen Ramsey possibly be in the same situation? I'll take my comments off the air.
I think only if he gets injured. And that's an if. I mean, he never missed a game at Florida State. He never missed a game with the Jaguars until this year. And my guess is that way more than half of our audience and Jaguar fans believe that he took his ball and went home. And that the last 3 weeks, he could have played. I don't know the answer to that question. But I'm speaking on behalf of the fans right now. I believe that most of you think that that is the case. And again, I think a real tell-all will be this weekend if he does play in Atlanta for the Los Angeles Rams. There's no telling, man. All it takes is one hit, and this game is over for you. And we see DBs who all of a sudden, you know, their life expectancy is not there with a running back, but it goes pretty quick. See Aaron Colvin. All right, see Barry Church a year ago. Okay, that's a safety, not a corner. But shutdown corners don't last as long as other position players. Jalen hits, though. He's a freak. I mean, Jalen's a guy who could move inside and be a safety later in his career. Remember, coming out of Florida State, some people thought he was going to be a safety. It was a major miss. Answer that question, though, I think it's a big I don't know. My guess with Jalen Ramsey would be if he can stay healthy, he could be a Hall of Fame cornerback. He could also be a guy that, you know, is unable to get through the injuries. Look at Marcus Peters traded today. He was considered one of the better, or Jason Peters, excuse me. He was considered one of the better defensive backs in the National Football League. And, you know, all of a sudden that turned for him immediately. He was given up today for almost nothing. And, you know, obviously, they must have thought over there with Marcus Peters, excuse me, that they were going to be able to get Jalen Ramsey. Let's get back to some of these calls.
May I have a follow-up question on
yes,
this?
Yes.
Is Jalen Ramsey still going to be named one of the top 30 or top 25 greatest Jags of all time?
Absolutely. No question. I mean, 3 years and what? 3 years, three games? Yeah, I think so. I mean, this isn't a long history. This is a 25-year history. The two best defensive backs I spoke with on Sunday, Rasheen Mathis and Aaron Beasley. I mean, who's next on that list? In 25 years of service, seriously. I mean, who's next? The great corners that this organization has had. Who would it be? It's tough to find great corners. It really is. Let's go to John, who's next on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. How you doing?
How you doing, Rick? I'm just letting you know right off the bat, I'm not a Jaguar fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Pity for us for what happened, but I am a Florida State fan, and I know you had your Homer glasses on with Jalen Ramsey. But my two questions to you was this here. Do you think the Jaguars, and it might be way, way, way too early, use those two first-round picks to identify a player that they want and, you know, move up in the draft at that particular point there and identify that player that they want to get if he's worth giving up those two first-round picks and either moving down and, you know what I mean, moving up in the draft to get the players there? And my question to you elsewhere is this, sir. Can the Rams lock up Jalen Ramsey for the next 4 years and I'll take it off the air?
All right, thank you. You know, typically you only move up like that if you want a quarterback. And you know, there are going to be plenty of teams who need a quarterback. There's going to be two in this state that need a quarterback. I don't think after six turnovers Sunday in London that Jameis Winston is the future for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the benching of Josh Rosen in a one-possession game was really alarming in Miami. So, I mean, there's two teams right there that are going to need a quarterback. Typically, you only package deals together two first-rounders if you're in dire need of a quarterback. So, no, I don't think that it'll happen that way. Now, could they trade a first-rounder and another pick to move up a couple of slots? Sure, that's in play. But, you know, hey, I haven't even begun to think about the NFL draft or for this football team. I mean, we're getting ready for week 7, and I think the Jaguars can win this game in Cincinnati. But, you know, so it's too far ahead. As far as Jalen Ramsey and the Los Angeles Rams, I have absolutely no idea if that is a situation that Jalen likes. Jalen's from the outskirts of Nashville. He spent 3 years in Tallahassee, and he has spent almost 3.5 years in Jacksonville. As far as I know, he's got no history at all in Los Angeles, besides maybe going out there for some commercials or whatever. No idea. I think taxes come into play for anyone in that state. I mean, do you want to play in that state with those taxes? Or does he want to go to Nashville? Does he want to go somewhere else? You know, he went on that podcast a few weeks back, and there was a couple of teams that were identified. No idea if they can get a deal done. You know, this could be a half year there and next year and he's gone, because with the new CBA, if they do take away the franchise tag and they can't place that on him, if he's unhappy there, he could move on. I mean, boy, LA right now, though, is a, let's face it, is this like an all-time low for Los Angeles? Hop on here, because you're an LA guy, RJ. Is this like an all-time low for that particular city for superstars? And listen, I know that some Dodgers have done really well. Mike Trout is the best player in Major League Baseball. Al Pujols is getting older. But, you know, we just saw what happened with Halliday again. He can't win in October. I'm looking at the Lakers right now. I mean, obviously got the King, but he's on the – how many years does he have left?
I say to be probably one of the more dominant players, he's probably got 2 years maybe.
Okay. Football, you got Gurley. You got a couple of good defensive players. You know, Aaron Donald gets a lot of love. But I guess the message I'm trying to send is that there's so much room for another superstar right now in Los Angeles. I mean, Jalen Ramsey could come into the fold right now and arguably be the number two superstar in that city. No one's going to replace the King. People don't watch baseball anymore. I mean, I do, but the people don't. I mean, look at those fans in Anaheim and L.A. They show up in the second, leave in the seventh. Mike Trout should be revered right now. He's not. He's not at all. Aaron Donald's great. He's the best defensive player probably in the NFL. But Jalen's got that thing about him that is so attractive, I would think, for the media and for endorsements and things along those lines. We'll see. Anyone I'm missing?
I mean, Anthony Davis just came.
Yeah.
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they're all L.A. guys, but I agree with you. It just seems like Jalen Ramsey has the look as if he's from L.A. to where they could promote him better than they could maybe, let's say, an Anthony Davis or a Kawhi Leonard or a Paul George.
Yeah, I forgot about Leonard going to the Clippers. All right, so there is star power in Los Angeles right now. I know,
but it had been a while before we had, like, all these major stars now just come in.
Well, I mean, listen, you look at the major cities. New York right now is as bad as it's ever been. You know, especially with an injured Saquon Barkley. He's probably it. I mean, Sam Darnold had a great game the other night. And they were calling Jones Dimes Jones the first couple of games. You know, you look at the Yankees, and as great as they are, Aaron Judge was hurt all year. Giancarlo Stanton was hurt all year. Their starting pitchers were hurt. There's not a Derek Jeter on that team. There's not a Mariano Rivera on that team. Now, you don't have a Mark Messier right now playing hockey in New York City. So New York, the number one market, lacking in stars. I guess now that I sounded out, L.A. does have a few more stars than I guess I gave them credit for. But still, I think Jalen has a chance to become incredibly marketable.
I think Jalen also could probably be the most beloved right now because LeBron James has it unfair because L.A.'s more of a Kobe town, so you're not going to get more love than Kobe will. Mike Trout, like you said, should be getting more love, but he doesn't. I don't know how they're going to take to Kawhi Leonard or Paul George, and I'm just speaking for Laker fans there. I think that Jalen Ramsey's in prime position to be that big name star in L.A.
It's an incredible market for him. As far as endorsements. I mean, I love this market. I love Jacksonville. It is phenomenal. But when you take your talents to a place like Los Angeles, I mean, market value. There is a chance to do so much in that city. There's no doubt about it. Now, we're going to see what's going to end up happening with him. You know, Bellinger's another guy, but, you know, I just feel like I throw out the name Cody Bellinger, and there's a lot of our listeners right now who are like, who? Who's Baloo talking about? Because baseball doesn't appeal to the masses the way that it once did, which is disappointing to me. All right, when I come back, I'm going to grab the remainder of these phone calls. Again, we'll go till 10 o'clock. Boy, very interesting day, no doubt about it. The Jalen Ramsey news now in. He has been moved to Los Angeles to the Rams. The Jaguars will receive a first-round draft pick in 2021, as well as in 2020, and a fourth-round draft pick in 2021. Much more to get into. Baloo till 10, Sports Den till midnight.
Into the Night with Rick Baloo on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, 7989 says, come on, guys. He's still a cornerback, not a quarterback. Yeah, I'll give you that. The 0433 says, I wonder if Ramsey and Bortles will just hug it out this weekend. Very, very, very good. The 5378 reminds me of the fact that Derwin James is in L.A. with the Chargers, Ramsey now with the Rams. No doubt about it. Unfortunately, Derwin James has been hurt. You know, there's two guys right there who, never mind, I'm not going to go down that road. Here's a guy who said, have you ever heard of KD or Kyrie in New York City? All right, well, I mean, they've never played in New York.
They just got there.
I mean, KD's injured, and Kyrie, that's kind of what I was talking about a little bit earlier. About this market and about how Jalen blocked everyone and how he thought this market was difficult. You should see the way that the Boston media treated Kyrie and what that's going to be like as a divisional opponent when he returns to the Boston Garden and vice versa. I mean, there are contrarians who there's nothing they'd like more than for a guy like that to take a shot at him. I mean, they bait. They write, they talk, they're vicious. That didn't happen around here with Jalen. It was very fair in Jacksonville. Extremely fair. So to the 0824, yes, I've heard of those players. Actually enjoy watching them play. The 8097 said, did you notice Telvin was one of the first to congratulate him? Where's Telvin? Yeah, I did notice that. Someone sent that to me on social media. I don't know what to make of Telvin right now. I saw the kind of the you know, the response that he said was false over the weekend. Someone mentioned him with mental health. And Telvin went on to say that that was false. You know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions right now as to why he is out. Again, we don't have answers. He has been hidden. No doubt. Let's go to Keith, who's next up. He is with Rick Ballew. How you doing, Keith?
What's going on, Rick? Hey. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Went to FSU while Jalen helped win us the national championship. Always been a big fan of him. And, you know, I never wish any injuries upon anybody, but if Goff were to get injured and Bortles had to come in, I would like nothing more to see Jalen see what it feels like to be on a losing team and also pay some state income tax. But my question is, with the NFL going the way it is today, you know, Antonio Brown just requesting, now Jalen, is that how you see the landscape of the league the next few years and so on, similar to the NBA? And I'll take that off the air.
Yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, it is. And, you know, the NFL, these players actually have more of a right than NBA players or Major League Baseball players because they're not guaranteed contracts. You know, the NBA has done this forever. The NBA has been able to force trades. We just talked about KD and Irving. Now, I understand that, you know, in the they opted out and that they were able to go as free agents. But we see a lot of forced trades in the NBA and in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I remember asking Tom Coughlin about this back in the mid-90s. Why do we never see trades in the NFL? Why do we never see a player-for-a-player trade in the NFL? And, you know, a few years later, we saw the Clinton Portis-Champ Bailey trade. But think about it. In the NFL, for the most part, historically speaking now, it's changed a little bit recently, is always player for picks. Every other league, you know, or association, it's player for player. I mean, the NBA doesn't value their draft picks unless you have the top pick. Or I mean, they're always throwing in first-round picks. Major League Baseball as well. I mean, that's the one sport where first-round picks, what is the percentage of first-round picks who make it in Major League Baseball? In the NFL, they're all expected to make it. In the NBA, at least the lottery, they're expected to make it. Well, those later first-round picks mean nothing. In baseball, man, it's a total roll of the dice. And just look around. How many guys playing right now are first-round draft picks? I mean, you find guys from all over. It's pretty amazing. But, no, I think that this is today's NFL. You're going to see more of this. Trent Williams is next, would be my guess. You know, Melvin Gordon. Yeah, he's finally back. We're going to get more and more and more of this. The agents are telling them that they can do it. Players are unhappy and they leave. The 6534 says, Jalen waited till you were on radio to let the trade go through just to mess with you. That's pretty good. Let's go to Willie. How you doing tonight, Willie?
Good, good. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. I was calling to see. Now, there seems to be this narrative, like people question how did it go bad so fast and what happened. To me, the red flags have been there since day one with the comments they made. You know, even his rookie year, criticizing the coaches like he was some veteran in the league, to his comments last year saying he didn't care about anybody but himself, or he's not worried about anybody but himself, to even saying that he didn't want to be a vocal leader on the team, like he didn't see himself as a leader. I've never heard of a top-tier player saying that they didn't want to be a leader in any sport. So to me, all the red flags were there that this guy wasn't a high-character guy from the beginning. So I just don't understand everybody questioning now, how did it go bad so fast? To me, it's been bad. The attitude's always been there.
Yeah, it's a great point that you make, Willie. And, you know, even going back to his days when he was a true freshman at Florida State with other NFL defensive backs and an NFL defense around him, a team that won a national championship, he ruffled a tremendous amount of feathers very early on there. Jimbo threw him out of practice. Veterans were like, what's up with this guy? And then he showed him that he could play, and he started as a true freshman. And you played three different positions in 3 years at Florida State. But until he proved that he could play, they were kind of like, who is this guy? So, yeah, you know, AFC championship game, you lose in New England. And after the game, he's one of a couple of guys that are calling out what they're doing defensively or what they're not doing defensively as far as the scheme. See, but I thought all those things equaled what I always thought of with Jalen Ramsey. And that is, this man hated to lose more than anything. Maybe I was wrong with that. I remember watching him cry on the bench, literally in tears on the bench, because they were losing here in Jacksonville. And all the ego, all the prima donna talk, all that stuff, I always look back at it and said, yeah, but more than anything, all this guy cares about is winning. And he plays hard. And he literally just threw up his hands this year, man. That Marone situation on the sideline, not the challenge, that was just the final issue for him. And that is where he completely lost it and exploded. But that wasn't about Marone. That was about, I think, getting paid. And then, of course, apparently something happened after that game or something that was said, and that's when he came out and demanded the trade. We'll grab one more, then we'll get ready for the sports then. How you doing, John?
Hey. So on the Jalen Ramsey thing, you're around that locker room a lot. I guess I'm curious about, what do you think the feeling is inside that locker room? I mean, you know he's got a lot of friends in there, like Leonard Fournette and the Cam Robinsons and the safety, it seems like they were a group of guys. But are there guys in there that you think wanted him out and are finally glad he's done? And how do you think they're going to rally this Sunday with him out?
That's a very interesting question, and I'm glad that you've said it. Knowing this team the way that I do, I don't think there's anyone in that locker room who's going to say anything negative about Jalen Ramsey. I don't think they were intimidated by Jalen Ramsey, but I think there was a respect value for Jalen. Players in this league support and look up to players who are really, really good. And he was that way. Now, privately, are there some players there that have been bothered by this? I'd imagine so. But I think from Calais Campbell down on that defense, Calais Campbell to Miles Jack, when they're asked, and I'll be over there tomorrow. Tomorrow is a typical Wednesday where Gardner Minshew will meet the media, and then there will be open locker room. So I'm going to be over there tomorrow for all the reaction. I will be absolutely shocked if anything is said at all publicly to us about Jalen Ramsey. You know, in a way, I kind of like to see someone say something after the like comment on Instagram. That came in. But I just don't think, you know, my guess would be a team meeting before, almost like a let's warn them again. Hey, guys, okay, y'all heard now. We're going to go out. We're going to have a practice today. Jalen's gone. Let's turn the page on this. The media's going to come in. They're asking the questions. Don't say anything that you regret. I mean, they're going to treat them like professionals. They are. But I'd be really surprised, especially after losing two straight, if you hear anything at all, at least publicly, about players being upset with Jalen Ramsey. This may come after the season. It may come after someone leaves the organization. But I don't think we'll hear about it tomorrow. Could be wrong, but I don't think that'll be the case.
Now, the two-minute drill, delivered by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's!
Did someone say game day? Here at Moe's, we've got your back so you don't have to miss a single play. Order your tailgate catering online at moescateringfl.com.
All right, James Coleman is here. It's time for the Sports Den.
Oh, man. What happened? What's been going on?
Big night. They're out there. The fans are out there.
Yeah, I guess they're... I guess Jalen... Everybody got their wish.
Yeah.
He's gone. Yep. So, I mean, I just wish it would go away. So, I mean, now we'll talk about, have something to talk about 3 or 4 days. Then the NFL season will go on. And, you know, hey, we'll see where it goes.
Good riddance for you?
I don't really care. I mean, I'm subscribed to the fact of like people saying he's overrated. You know, we don't like him or he's a locker room cancer, but I think there was something that was beyond repair.
Yeah.
And he decided that he needed to leave and handle it the way he handled it and use his leverage. I'm all for players using their leverage.
Yeah.
If the NFL wanted to change it, they would change it in the CBA. This is a very easy fix. You know, guys get paid what they get paid. They get guaranteed money. It's a lot of other things. But I just wish it was handled just a little bit differently. But be honest with you, have as much success as you want as long as your interests don't interfere with our interests.
I'm disappointed only because I was still a believer that this thing could have been worked out in the offseason. I mean, I thought everything was on the table, including maybe Tom Coughlin would announce his retirement at the end of the year. And, you know, now all of a sudden you got to hope that the Rams lose games. At least, you know, you can't worry about 2021 now, but they got to lose games so you can get a better pick. I just would hate to think. And if Jalen Ramsey all of a sudden plays this weekend in Atlanta, then it really is a situation where he totally said to his fan base and everyone else, screw you.
I don't think it has anything. I mean, I think it's easy to take that as a fan base, and I can understand it. It's not personal. It's business. And I think who he's really telling that to would be the front office. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this since for a while. At some point, if you're really, really hurt by this with Jalen Ramsey, you have to turn your eyes to the front office. And you have to ask yourself, how in the hell does one team have consecutive years top five picks? Or something to that nature. Why can't we keep our talent? And granted, maybe you don't need a Jalen. Jalen's not the reason you lost these last couple games. But it's just not a good look if you can't keep your talent home. And you can't develop it. And it's great that we'll find a Telvin Smith there. But yeah, Telvin's another person. Like, we still don't know if it was bad weed or if it was just the fact that he just doesn't like TC. What about this front office are we going to eventually address, or is Shaw just going to keep saying, oh, we got to find the right guys? This is professional football. I don't need a bunch of good Samaritans. I need maybe three of them like Calais, and then I need the rest of them to be goons if they can play.
The Shaw thing is really interesting because, you know, he said it to a street reporter out in New York, but you really got that feeling that Shaw, after his talk, thought that he was going to go out there and play. And I don't know if Jalen misconstrued what he said to Shad Khan. Shad Khan's a businessman. He's been dealing with this stuff forever. Or if Jalen had a change of heart after the fact, went back and talked to his agent after he talked with Shad Khan. I don't know, but that was just really mysterious to me. And then, you know, even this past Sunday, you know, I'm on the sideline. Jalen's out there for the first 6 or 7 minutes, and he just leaves. Mm. He leaves the sideline. And I don't know if he went to a box somewhere, he had another seat somewhere, or if he just went home, and then, you know, this whole Instagram thing, doing that, it's like, you know, James, he was doing everything that he could to ask himself out.
Right. So he didn't. It was clear he didn't want to be here. And I thought I know Shad didn't want this to mess up the money, is something that I was saying, because he has bigger plans. But again, that just goes to, you know, I know he's a great businessman in many other places. Is he going to be as shrewd with the Jaguars as he has been with his other business ventures? And I think the time is now. If this team doesn't, which I don't think they will, and I didn't really think they were with Foles, if this team can't pull themselves to be a playoff, a contender for the playoffs, not go deep, but just make it to the playoffs, it's time for you to go ahead and make the necessary changes, because it didn't work.
And I think that's been on the table all along.
Because here's the other thing that I'm pissed more about, is that we traded for a 2020, which is understandable, but really it's the 2021 picks. This league is called not for long. You literally made a trade with the understanding that you might not be here.
No doubt. No doubt. That was kind of my defense all along, is that I'm not trading Jalen Ramsey for picks that we do not know for sure that this front office is going to make.
Like, if I'm getting the first round and the fourth and 20, I may feel a little bit different about it, but, you know, 21, that's when the real part of this deal comes in, and I have to hope that LA is not any good. I don't know if that, because, again, when I look at our late picks for us recently, Taven Bryant, I just use a Taven Bryant type player, doing pretty good now. In 10 years, will Taven Bryant be in the NFL? I don't think so.
No.
In 10 years, if his back is healthy, Jalen Ramsey will be in the NFL.
I think that
pick is going to be who you – I just can't trust this front office to make a pick that gives me that value.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Yeah, I mean, if the Jaguars flounder, now all of a sudden you could keep your eyes on what Ramsey's doing in L.A., and all of a sudden, you know, they're 3-3. They've lost three straight. But if they turn things around, go to Atlanta this weekend, then host Cincinnati, all of a sudden the Rams start winning again, and Ramsey starts playing Pro Bowl football, and this football team's losing. There was a risk involved by moving him. That's why I thought all along, try to salvage it, which obviously they couldn't do, or if not, at least wait until before the draft where you could see the draft order and maybe get a little bit more capital then. But they pulled the trigger tonight. We'll see if it ends up working out. All right, James, have a good one. Coming up right now, it's the Sports Den alongside, obviously, Denny Thompson and JJ. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you to RJ. My name's Rick Ballew. We're back tomorrow. Again, I'll be in that Jaguars locker room tomorrow, so I'll have plenty of reaction to everything that we do see and everything that we do hear. I'll be back with you tomorrow night from 7 to 9. My name's Rick Ballew right here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.